Back-to-school specials are here at Charlieu's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlieu's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlieu's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
Well, some business news. Target has a new 10-4 policy, which requires employees within 10 feet of customers to smile and wave, and employees within 4 feet to start a conversation. Customers are like, what happens within 1 foot? Right now, every Target employee's goal is to stay at least 11 feet away from customers. I don't get involved.
Smile, nothing wrong with that. Number of Target employees, at least at my local Target, who don't really want to have to answer any questions and are just trying to finish stocking their shelf. And why don't you leave me alone? Said somebody, I think maybe have picked up on that and decided, hey, if there's a customer near you, you need to smile. I don't think an employee to ever be within 4 feet of me. That's pretty close. That's like arm's length. How am I that close to you?
Yeah, I'm squeezing past them for some reason in that scenario.
Yeah.
And if you get within 2 feet, I want you to laugh uproariously, all right? Yeah, now get to work.
So we did this story yesterday. There have been some bitter arguments on the internet as to the, not the authenticity of these numbers, but the way they're portrayed. I'm going to give the new version of this, but it's still really bad. So UC San Diego had to add a second remedial math class because they've got so many people coming in who can't do math. Before we get to the stats, how about this one? Universities in our country get 30 times more government cash than they did in the 50s. That's inflation adjusted. 30 wow. times as much money going to universities from taxpayers than in the 50s. And we all know for a fact that the results are much less. We're probably churning out college graduates that were similar-ish to high school graduates in the 50s. Probably not right. even that.
Right, yeah. Oh, by the way, later on, Campus Madness update, including the hilarious controversy at Harvard over the university saying, yeah, we got to start having grades. Everybody gets A's all the time. We got to stop that. And the little snowflakes are going crazy over it. Anyway, that's for another time.
Yeah, grade inflation is one of the reasons for what they think happened here. The report shows that nearly 1 in 5 students, UC San Diego, failed to meet entry-level writing requirements. 1 in 5. The deterioration goes across many different, reading, math, science, all that sort of stuff. But the report focuses on the decline in math skills in particular. They recently tested a group of their students. Now, it's originally portrayed, and I'm not exactly sure which is true. It's originally portrayed as this was all students entering UC San Diego. The correction on X, Twitter, is that it only applies to the kids that are in these remedial math classes. Okay, that would be better, but even if it's true, it's stunning. How would you have remedial math classes at a major university where you get these results? 87% of them can do grade 1 math.
82%,
not 100. So it's 13% of the people in your remedial math class that can't do first grade math. How the hell did you get into the university?
Well, and we're not talking about, you know, Jones County Community College. This is the University of California at San Diego, an alleged elite university. And I remember back in my applying to university days, the idea that you can't do math up to the standards of a six-year-old, you would not have gotten in on any program.
Well, how'd you get out of high school?
How'd you get out of first grade?
Well, so again, I'm not sure which is true, whether this was all the students or just the remedial math classes. But even best case scenario, it's horrifying. So 82% of them could do second grade math. Only three quarters could do third grade math. What are you in third grade, 8 years old?
8 or 9, yeah. What are you doing in third grade?
Multiplication tables? A quarter of you, I don't think you're into multiplication tables yet. But anyway, even if you are, you're at a University of College campus.
Yeah.
And a quarter of you can't do that?
Oh.
So, a third can't do fourth grade math. You're getting to about 50% that can do fifth grade math. About 50% can't do fifth grade math. That would be like multiplication and long division stuff. I mean, I've got a fifth grader recently.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, it ain't hard stuff. I mean, it's pretty damned remedial. And half the kids accepted into the university, having graduated high school, I assume, can't do math at that level. You get to eighth grade math, only 19% of people could do eighth grade math.
But they were admitted to a major, allegedly elite university. Why? Is it a DEI thing? Is it, I mean, the social grievance studies programs, you don't need any preparation. You're there to sit and be indoctrinated. So you don't need to leave, to bring any skill to the table or any, you know, skill set. I mean, the why is almost as interesting a question as the how the F, although I think we know how the heck this happened. More on that in a moment.
On all education stuff, the educators have the out of blaming the pandemic, and there is a dip in the pandemic crowd. But as we talked about a couple of weeks ago when the nation's report card came out, the trend lines were down for decades before the pandemic. It accelerated a little during the pandemic, and now it continues to go down. So we're headed that direction anyway. That's a bad way out of this conversation to claim it was the pandemic. Another reason, according to this researcher, is the elimination of standardized test requirements, which helped schools claim everybody's up to grade level and they can pass everybody and get the government funding they want. And with high school grade inflation, where the percentage of people that get A's and B's has skyrocketed over the years. Not that the abilities have skyrocketed, just the number of A's and B's that they hand out.
Right, and the whole social promotion thing, where you get moved on to the next grade no matter if you learned anything or not. And then at the point that, I mean, because math in particular, you build, your next skill is built on the foundation of your previously learned skills, mostly. And so, yeah, if you got out of third grade not having mastered or come close to third grade math, you are finished as a person learning math in most cases.
This is a California thing, but not surprising. A major cause, according to this person, Steve McGuire, a major cause at UCSD in particular, they point to a significant increase in students admitted from LCFF. That's Local Control Funding Formula schools, which are California public schools in which 75% of the school's total enrollment is composed of students who are identified as either eligible for free or reduced price meals or English learners or foster youth. So these are schools with either troubled kids or poor kids or whatever, and you have to admit a whole bunch of them because, you know, equity and inequity and all these different sorts of things.
Thereby setting them up to fail miserably in college because they are at a place they can't cut it. Two choices. And Roland Fryer, the great Harvard economist, black man, Coleman Hughes, another great black thinker, Thomas Sowell has pointed this out. All sorts of people have. the worst thing you can do is take a kid unprepared and throw them into the shark tank of an elite university because they can't handle it.
I think there's a worse thing you can do.
And they fail.
I think there's a worse thing you can do.
You could pass
them through the university, give them a degree, and then send them out in the world with them thinking, I'll be able to support myself.
I'll be able to pay off these enormous debts because I have an important and valuable university degree, having been defrauded by the university. And that's what I was going to get to. So you have two choices. Number one, throw them in the shark tank, as described moments ago. Or two, so inflate grades that the kids get through the university, having been totally unprepared, doing very little work, and learning almost nothing. My God, we need to tear this down to the studs.
And this gets to what you were talking about yesterday. Then you get these college graduates who don't know that they got a bad education. How would you know that? They think they got a college education just like their parents and grandparents did. And look at the results that they got. And now I can't get a job. It must be capitalism. It must be the system. And that's why people voted for Mamdani.
Yeah, as was pointed out in that brilliant essay we had a couple of days ago. Yeah, they get out into the free market. They were told that they had skills worth a certain amount, at least enough to pay off their college debt. And when it turns out that, no, they actually have a worthless degree, they're not told that. They're told capitalism is the problem. The system is the problem. It's exploitive. And in a very closely related story, I mean, it's the same story. After the break, I want to bring you news of American Federation of Teachers President Randy Weingarten's new book.
I do want to talk about that, but it just popped in my head what you're always saying. We need to go way back earlier in the development of kids to deal with these situations. Dealing with at the point you're at the university? What? How did you get out of fifth grade not being able to do first grade math?
Right.
Well, how'd you get out of first grade without being able to do first grade math back when I was a kid? I mean, it's nuts. So you graduate. How'd you get out of high school? You can't do first grade math.
Right. Right. So the left and the teachers unions would have us fail these kids from age 5 through 18, completely fail them while they feather their own nest, and then make it all up at age 18 as they're admitted into an elite university. That is perverse. It's idiotic.
I can't believe I have to say this, but we have more Epstein stuff to talk about.
Oh, Lord. Wait a minute.
This is going to be the story.
Like a punch.
It's going to be the story for a couple of days. So lots on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BUY to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BUY for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BUY for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
We're talking about your personal protection today with the CEO of Byrna, Brian Ganz. First up, basically, what is a Byrna less lethal launcher?
Our less lethal launchers use CO2 to fire projectiles, what we call kinetic projectiles, and it uses pain compliance to stop a threat. We also, however, fire a projectile that is filled with a powdered tear gas and pepper spray, and they are going to be incapacitated for 20 to 30 minutes. And I wanted to create something that would allow me to stop a threat, to subdue an assailant without the risk of taking a life or causing permanent injury.
Do you have to jump through a bunch of hoops to get a Byrna product?
There are no background checks, there are no permits, there are no waiting periods. The Byrna is legal in all 50 states.
For more information, go to Byrna.com, that's BYRNA.com. Brian Ganz, CEO of Byrna, thanks for talking with us on Newsmakers.
Great, thank you so much, Larry.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Plan your day with the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast equips you to tackle any weather, rain or shine. Sponsored by the Queen of Dragons, a local champion delivering premium flour, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Fridays deal runs all weekend until stock's gone, so grab it fast. Support local by visiting X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop. Every day, as we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Celebrate Thanksgiving at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us Thanksgiving Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holiday special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Actual math test is out from UC San Diego. Some of the questions and what percentage of people got them right or wrong. We might have to get into that later because it's pretty interesting.
So perhaps you would like to leave a flaming bag of dog excrement on your neighbor's front porch, but you lack such an item. You could go with Randy Weingarten's new book instead. Why Fascists Fear Teachers, Public Education and the Future of Democracy. If there was ever a flaming bag of dog crap sold as a book, this is it. Why Fascists Fear Teachers. Who are these fascists? We'll get to that in a moment. So, obviously, the title is designed to be eye-catching and attract readers, but by now, as this review puts it, the word fascist is thrown around routinely. The book's title, Public Education, the Future of Democracy, is more significant and deceptive. The book's purported intention is to argue for public schools' crucial role in our democratic society, but it offers very little in the way of education policy or ideas that would truly benefit teachers or, God forbid, students. The
and Randy,
real aim is... Yes?
Randy Weingarten played the major role in keeping the schools closed during the pandemic, for instance.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The American Federation of Teachers president for years and years and years. The real aim is made clear. It devotes most of its pages to attacking her political opponents, especially supporters of school choice. and defending the interests of the American Federation of Teachers, her big, rich union. She starts out claiming 90% of American kids attend public schools. Not so fast. It was a little over 81% 4 years ago at the beginning of COVID. So, and that's before the expansion of universal school choice in states like Texas and New Hampshire. Half of American children now have access to school choice, so the number is far, far lower than the 90% she claims. So it's appropriate the book would start off with lies as it continues in that vein. Weingarten characterizes the school choice movement as a conspiracy organized by Christopher Rufo, Moms for Liberty, and other hard right-wing activists. Quote, a plot to destroy public education.
Yeah. I'd be all for that, based on where it is right now.
You know, honestly, yeah, I see your point. The real drivers of the choice movement, they point out, however, are parents like Virginia Walden Ford, a black low-income mother in Washington, D.C., who grew frustrated watching her son struggle in public school and helped create the D.C. Opportunity Scholarship Program, the nation's first federally funded voucher initiative. But, yeah, she's a conspiracy nut. Sure, Randy. Let's see. Weingarten also insists that vouchers are devised by whites to undermine desegregation. Oh, it's racism, probably systemic racism. This isn't just wrong. It gets the history completely backward. In fact, some teachers' unions fought against vouchers because they facilitated integration. Weingarten claims she is, quote, willing to work with anyone who wants to actually address the problems facing our public schools, but she refuses to engage with school choice advocates who propose concrete and constructive options for students underserved by traditional school districts. Then she denigrates religious schools whose very purpose is indoctrination. That's her quote. This animus causes her to overlook the many advantages of faith-based education, such as the Catholic school effect, which has been demonstrated to benefit disadvantaged minority students in particular, has to do with high expectations and discipline and that sort of thing. The biggest deception in Weingarten's book is her portrayal of her role. Jackie loved this during the pandemic. I quote, I led the AFT in developing a concrete plan to reopen schools as quickly and safely as possible. When, of course, Weingarten and her union colleagues kept children, American children, out of schools until the government approved her request for a $750 billion federal aid package to feather their nest and hire more administrators and more union members. Unbelievable. The book is primarily an attempt to rehabilitate Weingarten's image after she backed the longest school closures in American history, which yielded the largest drop in student performance ever recorded.
Not to mention the emotional turmoil.
And she mentions the aforementioned fascists like ourselves in her title, replace facts and critical thinking with propaganda that romanticizes the nation's past.
Ugh.
Absolutely obscene. You know, I gotta apologize to Flaming Bags of Dog Crap comparing them to this book. It's insulting.
Yeah, that's really maddening. I mean, we've talked about this a lot and I hate her so much. Do you think she actually believes she's doing the right thing for kids, or did she abandon that a long time ago?
I don't know.
She couldn't. There's no way. There's no way she possibly thought keeping the schools closed was the best thing for the kids. Not a chance she actually believed that.
No, unless her own evil and her need to, explain it has perverted her own mind to the point that she can't recognize truth. She's like O.J. Simpson, who thought he didn't kill his wife.
Yeah. What a horrifying human being.
Yeah.
We'll get to some of those math problems that University of San Diego students couldn't do, among other things coming up.
Armstrong and Getty.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, more time online, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. But LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Gage Diamonds has a secret for creating something stunning, something forever. It's our skilled ring designers. Tell them about your favorite ring styles. Show them your inspirations. Together, you'll make magic. Schedule your in-person or online appointment. Gage specializes in exceptional lab-grown diamonds. Financing available. Visit GageDiamonds.com. We're engagement's middle name.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com. Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Redding Kia is celebrating the season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Redding Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales event, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Redding Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at reddingkia.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
You guys, it's Veterans Day, and tonight's audience is made up entirely of veterans, active military, and their families and friends. Welcome to the show! I thank you for all the sacrifices you have made fighting overseas while the rest of us are at home fighting over bear-shaped cups at Starbucks. Thank you very much. I've never been to a war zone, however, I have been to a Waffle House at 2 a.m., and that's pretty real. I've never been stuck in a foxhole, however, one time my Uber driver picked me up in a Mini Cooper. That was. I'm in the front and back seat. Oh,
so what's the deal on the little bear thing at Starbucks, Katie? You had that story for her. It keeps popping up in my news feed.
Well, you know those old honey dispensers that are in the shape of a bear?
Yeah.
It's a cup that looks just like that, and it's got a little green hat, and it's glass, and it's from Starbucks, and there's all of this drama of people saying the employees are taking them for themselves, blah, and I looked online over the weekend, and one was on eBay for like $450.
Wow. Wow. Hey, when little Jack Joe Mike Michael is born, well, and maybe a few years down the line, I got to come and teach Drew one of my favorite dad bits that I used to do at the table, the breakfast table with my kids. We'd have the honey bear, and, you know, he'd be like, a third empty. And I would do him as a little character. I would move him around and look at the kids, and I'd say, "What are you looking at? When you look at me like that, it makes me so mad. I get madder and madder." And I would squeeze it, and the honey would rise up like he's turning red. Anyway, I was a kid looking at me. Then I'd turn and look at my other kid, and they'd squeal, and I'd make the honey bear mad at them, too. That was a good time.
Oh,
good
I love times. That.
Yeah, the honey bear.
Yeah. My favorite was a post online of a woman who had just gotten one, and it showed the Ring camera of her walking out of her house and her dropping it.
Like, oh.
It's glass?
It's glass. Yeah.
And do you drink coffee out of it? Cause
it looks like it's for iced drinks, probably.
Oh, must be, yeah, because you don't want to drink coffee out of that. Hot coffee would burn your hand.
Right.
Okay.
Unless you put a little sweater on them, like a koozie.
Oh, wouldn't that be cute? A little sweater on your
bear. They're in a sweater. They have fur. It's perverse.
So I think I've nailed down the Epstein thing for today. The Epstein story today is there are these supposed letters that Jeffrey Epstein wrote to Michael Wolff, and I don't know if you remember this name or not. We've had him on before. He's written a whole bunch of political books over the years, and they're usually they always sound like crap to me. I've never read one. They're always full of that genre of not taking super seriously political books that come out,
mm-hmm.
but one side really loves them because it usually is very partisan.
Yeah.
And anyway, so he's claiming Jeffrey Epstein wrote him these letters, and we're all just learning this now. All right, maybe.
Yeah.
Anyway, Michael Wolff, the political author. Remember, I looked up some of the titles. Something Fury. There was the Fire and Fury Inside the Trump White House.
Oh,
That was a huge thing for the lefty media to grasp on and have this guy on with his anonymous sourced stories of really crazy stuff that happened. And I've taken him as a crap author before this even happened. So he's claiming he got these letters from Jeffrey Epstein months before Epstein killed himself. If he got the letters after him, that'd be weird. In which he had written to Wolf saying that Trump had told Epstein to stop recruiting young girls from the spa at Mar-a-Lago to groom and abuse.
Well, Trump talked about that.
A little bit, yes. Yes,
yeah.
Yes. That has been reported to other places. But
although the groom and abuse part, I think Trump didn't say. He just didn't appreciate his employees being poached.
Right. So this guy, Wolf, takes it a step further in the letters that he claims he has that Trump actually knew what was going on over there. and did nothing about it. So that's the Epstein story of the day. And as I've mentioned several times, MSNBC is talking about it a lot. And Congress back in session starting tomorrow, that it's all about the Epstein thing now. The Republicans can't hide it any longer. They found a way to shut down Congress for 40 days, but now the Epstein stuff's going to come out. I thought that story was as dead as Jeffrey Epstein, but apparently it's not.
So if you are listening to the podcast later today and you're thinking, wow, that's weird, I accidentally downloaded something from 4 months ago. Yeah, no, you didn't. It's just it's one more, probably last-ditch effort to squeeze something out of the Epstein story.
So this is allegedly, and I think it's true, it's coming from good sources, but I'll say allegedly because I don't know that it's true. This is some of the math questions that they had in the remedial math class at UC San Diego that kids couldn't answer. For instance, only 75% of the people in the remedial math class at UC San Diego, you got accepted into a major university. You graduated high school, obviously. 7 plus 2 equals what plus 6?
Wow.
75% got it right.
Wow, that is... that's shocking. I mean, that is the most basic mathematics. Sorry.
This is seen as a grade 2 question, second grade question. 91% got it right, but that means 9% didn't get it right. What's 66 plus 44? I mean, it's just like very basic math. Anyway, we'll go to some that they found a little harder. Sarah had 9 pennies and 9 dimes. How many coins did she have? Well, 79% people got right.
1 out of 5 admitted to an allegedly elite university in California. And I've told the story before. My kid had amazing grades and is very, very bright. And I think she was told to pound sand by the University of California system. The valedictorian of her class, young female, daughter of immigrants, person of color, unbelievable extracurriculars, not admitted to the UC school of her choice. Didn't have room for her. But they have room for people who couldn't do math.
Yeah, what is going on there? I've got an acquaintance whose kids went to some of the UC classes, went to UC schools. How did they get in? I don't think they make a lot of money. Is that the whole thing? You gotta plead poverty.
Well, that's why there's so many Chinese nationals. I don't know. Well, the valedictorian girl I'm talking about, her family was of very modest means. I'm flabbergasted by the whole thing. I emerged from that process just completely confused about how the whole thing worked.
Huh.
I should have claimed my name was Xi Jinping. And my daughter, Delaney, was, whatever, come make us up some fake Chinese name. Of course, I would have been charged, the rack rate.
I don't know what to do with this information.
Tear the government schools, including the universities, down to the studs and start over again. I don't know how that would happen. I don't expect it to.
But factor this stuff in whenever you're thinking about, first of all, inequality. You're going to have a lot of inequality if you have people going to really expensive universities and coming out not knowing anything, or people graduating from high school that shouldn't be graduating from high school because they're not capable of going out in the world making a living. They didn't get an education. Right. Not their fault. Not their fault at all. In fact, you're screwing them. I mean, it's just absolutely horrific what we're doing to children.
Right. They are truly the victims. And then when they get out into the free market and fail miserably, what do they blame? The people who indoctrinated them since they were tiny little kids? No. They blame the free market. They blame, if you want to call it capitalism. And they vote for Zoran Mamdani.
Yeah. Which leads me to this Thomas Sowell quote, which was floating around. I think you retweeted it.
Probably.
Well, it's on Thomas Sowell quotes. It's actually a quote from Walter E. Williams, who I don't know this guy, but I like this quote.
Oh, Walter Williams, great columnist for many, many years, great conservative black thinker. Yeah.
Offer you my definition of social justice. I keep what I earn, and you keep what you earn. Do you disagree? Well, then tell me how much of what I earn belongs to you, and why. That is so good. Yeah. Why can't we have that conversation on a regular basis? Why isn't that like 90% of all presidential debates, or all political debates, no matter what you're running for? How about this? I keep what I make, you keep what you make. Now, if you're saying you should get some of what I make, explain to me why.
How much and why? Right.
How much and why?
You know what I would love to see break the bubble of indoctrination in the government schools, including universities, is, you know, just randomly select, I don't know, like 10 people who have a net worth of $1 million or whatever. You pick the figure, $1 million, $2 million, whatever. People generally in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and have them on some sort of compulsory TV show the little kids have to watch and the young adults. Explain how they made their money. And I think it would blow up to a large extent the ridiculous idea that the United States, the fix is in, and only the privileged few white people make money or become successful, and the American dream is dead, and there's no reason to keep trying, which is Soviet slash current Chinese slash Russian propaganda, and always has been. But because, now it's repeated in our nation's schools. It makes me insane.
Because you think most of the stories would be something like, you know, I got out of college and I went to work for a firm, and I was working 60 hours a week, and I worked myself up to assistant to the general manager, and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, or I became a plumber, and I really liked dealing with the customers, and I was pretty good at it, and my boss was going to retire, or I decided to open my own company and hired some of the plumbers I knew, blah, 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 and now I've got 20 guys under me, and yeah, I make a really good living. It's been great. But just all those stories. I mean, you're going to get occasionally, oh, I inherited it. That's fine. Those people are out there. I don't begrudge them that. But there's so many great success stories that these kids never get exposed to.
Right.
I'm a salesman. I really like meeting people. I'm kind of outgoing. And first I sold whatever, aluminum siding. Then I got into software. And now I do cloud computing and I visit big corporations and blah, blah, blah. And yeah, the commissions are really good, but it's just because I like to meet people.
It's like the version of, I've talked about this before, something I learned from YouTube, musicians. Really good musicians practice like crazy.
Yes.
Were they born with more talent than me? Probably. Do they practice more than every day than I've ever practiced one day? Yes. I mean, just like insane work that they put into it that I've learned from YouTube. And I'm, you know, that's the lesson you'd get from successful people. Oh, they worked really, 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 they had a plan and then they worked really, really, really hard.
Jot this one down. If you're a tattoo artist, maybe tattoo it on your own arm right now. I'll give you a second to get your ink ready. There's nothing that takes more effort than effortlessness. I would drop my mic, but it's attached to this rack thing here, so I can't.
Something looks effortless. There was a lot of effort behind it.
Generally for years and years.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on any of that? Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
If you have ever worried about the safety of your home, you need to hear this. Simply Safe is giving our listeners early access to their Black Friday sale.
Typical security systems only react once someone's already inside. Real security stops a crime before it even starts, and that's why over 4 million Americans trust Simply Safe.
Don't miss the Black Friday sale. Take 60% off any new system at simplysafe.com/Armstrong. That's simplysafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Dr. Halbert here. Are you tired of standing in front of the pain aisle wondering which product really works? That's exactly why I invented BlueStop. It took me 10 years to perfect BlueStop's unique and effective formula. As a surgeon, I saw how stiff joints, sore muscles, and body aches kept too many people from enjoying life. BlueStop works fast, absorbs quick, and smells great. No prescription, no waiting. It's on the shelf right now at Walmart. Feel the difference.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-2013 or Big Lou.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, selling your favorite guns since 1962. This November, we honor all veterans for your service and sacrifices as we approach the holidays. Jones's Fort would like to express our gratitude and acknowledge their willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice and recognize their commitment to freedom, patriotism, family, and hard work. Jones's Fort could not have prospered these last 64 years without the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces. Jones's Fort salutes you.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Democrats nationwide feeling about Chuck Schumer. I think the word of the day is terrible, terrible, terrible.
That's not
He's
the right
underwater point. With Democrats. He's at minus 4 points.
aircraft carrier going to Venezuela.
Michael. This is madness.
Yeah. What clip is the aircraft carrier going to Venezuela?
I don't have that. Stand by. That would be clip 20. Clip 20, please.
The USS Gerald Ford aircraft carrier strike group has moved into the Latin American region. President Trump ordered the deployment last month, adding to the 8 warships, nuclear submarine, and F-35 aircraft already in the Caribbean. The Pentagon says the move is to disrupt narcotics trafficking and dismantle transnational criminal organizations. The U.S. military has carried out at least 19 strikes, like what you're looking at here, against suspected drug vessels, killing at least 76 people.
Yeah, it was forecast a couple of weeks ago that the Gerald Ford aircraft carrier was headed there, and it was described at the time as the world's biggest aircraft carrier. I assume that's still true. It is now there, and Venezuela is not going to take it lying down as they have mobilized 200,000 troops, according to their leader, Nicolas Maduro, and their Secretary of Defense person. They got all kinds of stuff they're doing. The objective is to place the entire country's military arsenal in full operational readiness, said their SecDef, or the equivalent there. The preparations include massive deployment of ground, aerial, naval, riverine, and missile forces with the participation of all security forces and militia. 200,000 troops! So what sort of an action? Well, first of all, we've got the sort of armada there, like we're invading the Philippines in 1944.
Right, yeah.
What do you think's going to happen?
And they got a lot of, not very well-trained, not very well-equipped lunkheads in their military, but they're elite troops, many of whom have trained in Cuba, I'm told, with various other communist regimes are pretty good. So, yeah, I don't know. It's with a regime like Maduro's, part of his probably legitimate concern about what Trump has in mind, but the rest of it is you're whipping up nationalism, and the threat from outside is the greatest thing that can happen to a dictator.
But what do you think Trump does have in mind?
I do not know. My best guess is sending a message through a variety of channels, including the obvious that we're discussing, that if you wanted to get rid of Maduro, we will help you keep order. Maybe? Because we're not invading Venezuela.
You think that's off the table?
Yeah. Yeah, I certainly hope it is.
Marines landing on the beach there. And
then what?
Well,
decapitate the Maduro regime and then occupy the country for the next 20 years?
What's the aircraft carrier doing there?
Flexing muscles? I don't know.
Okay.
This is one of my very, very small jihads. It's way back in the 300s, but it was funny. Brett Baer mentioning all the ships and boats and everything, and a nuclear submarine. All of our submarines are nuclear. They are powered by nuclear power. That doesn't mean they're armed with nuclear weapons.
Well, the problem is, when people say nuclear
aircraft carriers are nuclear craft, right?
What's that?
Aircraft carriers are nuclear craft.
Probably. Okay. The problem is,
it's funny.
The problem is when people say it, they're meaning to intend that it has something to do with nuclear weapons.
Right.
And it doesn't. Yeah. So we really should fix that. Because it's not a minor quibble.
Right.
Of whether or not we're talking about putting nukes on the table.
Right, indeed.
Whatever question we're discussing.
Nobody talks about the power plant of destroyers and aircraft carriers and anything else. But, yeah, it's always nuclear submarine. Okay.
Aircraft carriers are strategic assets, and the United States uses its fleet of 11. We have 11, the most in the world. We're the only country that had them at all not that long ago. But it's a big deal to have one of our major aircraft carriers down there by Venezuela doing whatever it's doing.
Doing what?
I don't know.
It's ready in case of something.
I don't want to talk about Epstein. Want to talk about Epstein.
I won't.
The Democrats want to talk about Epstein.
Nope.
Armstrong and Getty. Look, if you've been thinking about gold or silver, but you're stuck on where to start, you're not alone. Most people don't even know how to take that first step. And the good news, you don't have to figure it out alone. Noble Gold Investments can help. Noble Gold was built to educate new investors and empower experienced ones, making precious metal ownership safe, easy, and aligned with your financial goals. Noble Gold makes it simple to protect your savings with something real. Physical gold and silver you can actually hold. Whether you're rolling over an old 401k, starting a gold IRA, or buying coins for home delivery, they'll walk you through every step. They're trusted, transparent, and based right here in the United States. Noble Gold is the name Americans turn to when they want safety and stability they can hold in their hands. Stop waiting. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com today. NobleGoldInvestments.com, your trusted precious metals partner. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.